对。
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell? Where's Robert Scott Bell? No, this is not Robert Scott Bell. This is Super Don. Yes! Filling in for the amazing Robert Scott Bell today, I'm still kind of surprised that he actually gave me the keys to the special Robert Scott Bell studio. I'm sitting in the chair of Robert Scott Bell today, and I want to thank Robert for giving me the opportunity, the honor and privilege of actually filling in for him today. He was kind of nervous there for a while, but I assured him I will be good today and I will not do anything crazy. Maybe. If you'd like to get in on the show today, the number is 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. You can go to robertscottbell.com, take a look at what it is we'll be talking about today. Got a guest on this hour, Terry Aranga, Executive Director of Autism One, will be joining me here in the next segment to talk about Autism One coming up in May in Chicago. But first off, I wanted to start off with a topic that has been rather hard for me emotionally to come to terms with, come to grips with. I'm Super Don, right? I'm the guy that's guy who's, you know, the clown in the back of the classroom making paper airplanes and throwing them up there, hitting the teacher in the back of the head, right? Try and keep things light, try and keep things funny. Because, listen, in a world of a news cycle that we cover on a daily basis, it's really easy to fall into that hole of, man, you know, life sucks. This is crazy. I mean, you know, so many things that we're fighting, that we're up against on a daily basis, that, you know, we try and have fun. We try and lighten things up, and we try and have a good time and laugh, and those things are important. We need to do those things, but sometimes we need to be serious. And today is a day, at least here starting off, where we need to cover something that really is a serious topic and something that really needs some attention. Something needs to be done about. Now, you know, if I describe to you somebody being put in a room, strapped to a chair, duct taped to a chair, in the dark, not given food to eat, or let's say somebody giving shock therapy, skin shock therapy, or how about stuffed into a duffel bag, stuffed into a Lycra rubber bag, zipped up, so you can't move, your arms and your legs are restrained, and your head is covered, and you can't see. You probably think of, gosh, what does that sound like? Sounds like something we'd hear going on at Abu Ghraib, right? Or something maybe going on at Guantanamo Bay, an enemy combatant, you know, an indefinitely detained person who's suspected of terrorism, right? Maybe a political prisoner in China, you know, something you would have heard about that happened Tiananmen Square, you know, or a Russian gulag or something, right? Well, before a couple of days ago, that's what I would have thought. I mean, that's torture. You know, I mean, that's just, that's a horrible thing. And there are some people that would justify that. You know, you might get, you know, some people in government that might go, hey, you know, that's what we do, and we need to get information from these guys so they, you know, don't blow up a mall or something, right? Well, unfortunately, this is not a Russian gulag we're talking about. We're not talking about political prisoners in China. We're not talking about what's going on in Guantanamo Bay, which, you know, all those things we don't necessarily condone, really. But what we're talking about is something that's happening in our own backyard. It's something that's happening all the time in our country. This country, the home of the you know, the liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Land of the free, home of the brave, right? But this is happening in our own backyard. And it's happening to a segment of this population that can't do anything about it. We're talking about children. And not only children, but unfortunately, statistically, a large section of those children, the majority of them, are kids with disabilities. And to make it even worse, not just disabilities in general, but we're seeing kids with autism being targeted, being singled out, being abused, mistreated, discriminated against, and not by their fellow students, but by the teachers that are entrusted in taking care of these kids. You know, I would ask you, if you have a kid, you have a child who's in school right now, I mean, a lot of you are listening to the show right now, your kids are probably in school. And there are a lot of parents I have found in just the last couple of days of doing research, doing homework, that sent their kids off to school one day and trusting these teachers and these caregivers to give these kids who may require and quite often do require a greater level of care, specialized care, and have found out that as a result of sending these kids to these schools, that these teachers were doing things to these kids that are absolutely unheard of. There was a report that was put together, and this was done by an organization called the Council of Parent Attorneys and Advocates, and this was put out in 2009. And the list here is, I had to stop in reading some of these stories, and I had to take a break because I was so overwhelmed emotionally. I mean, a seven-year-old in Florida was supposedly gently placed on his safe placemat, but the son came home with a contusion to his head. That doesn't sound like a safe placemat to me. A 15-year-old in Mississippi pinned to the floor face down by his assistant principal while one of the other teachers sits on his back, and the kid comes home with huge bruises across his chest and his upper ribs and both of his arms and down his legs. An 8-year-old in Kansas found by his mom screaming outside, being held down by two staff members with injuries including scratches and a split lip. The school saying he wouldn't keep his shoes on. He wanted to play outside and wouldn't stay where he was supposed to stay. And so therefore, this is what was being done to the kid. A Palm Beach 14-year-old with severe emotional disturbance, handcuffed in an isolation room, and then pepper sprayed by a police officer while he's handcuffed to a chair. I have got so many stories that I can't really even say them all. But, you know, this was back in 2009. I did a little bit more homework, and I found out that in the last year and a half, numerous news reports have been filed. I've put together an audio montage, and Matt, go ahead and roll this audio montage of things that have happened just in the last year and a half.
This surveillance video shows high school student Andre McCollins in the lower right of the screen about to go through what his school calls skin shock therapy for misbehavior. About 60 volts of therapy. Later tied spread eagle to a restraint board.
No. Children with severe disabilities, physically and emotionally tortured. It happened at KDISD's Exley Elementary. punished over and over by educators who jammed vinegar-soaked cotton balls into their mouths and used a treadmill to inflict exhaustion and suffering. Some folks use a spray bottle to discipline dogs, but here at Fairmont Junior High, a special education teacher used a spray bottle to discipline an autistic boy.
The abrasions? His parents say they're signs of abuse. The school said the injury happened during a bar procedure or brief assisted relaxation restraint.
Every day he would say, Mama, no class, no school. I said, Papa, no, you have to go to school. You have to. You know, and I'm going to have to live with this guilt. I know everybody says it's not, you should not feel guilty. This is my boy.
A 13-year-old autistic boy writhes in pain as the harness that's supposed to be for his protection is used to hurt him instead.
This is the device my son was wearing, and this is what's around his neck like this. And he was pleading and howling like an animal in pain. You hurting me, my neck hurt. And these went on for almost an hour.
Bertice Paulino says the abuse happened on a Broward school bus last month during the ride from West Glades Middle School in Parkland to her home in Deerfield Beach.
In Kentucky, a mother found her autistic 8-year-old son had been stuffed into a duffel bag like this one, specially made to restrain children.
Wendy fights to hold back the tears after she says her child was the victim of physical abuse.
Mr. Bear told him to stand back up, and the child refused to. Mr. Bear walked over and grabbed the child by the head of hair and yanked the child up.
The arrest report also states that Bear forcibly pulls the boy from the chair to the ground.
10-year-old Akian Chaffetz says his father was diagnosed with autism 7 years ago. Frustrated by a lack of answers, Chaffetz put a recording device in his son's pocket during the school day. He was horrified to hear what was on it. More than 6 hours were recorded. Chaffetz says the toughest part was listening to Akian ask if he could see his father.
Teresa Wilson's son, Jonah, had only been at Pinecrest for about a month. Pinecrest, near Alexandria, had the only program that would fit a child with his needs. Then, this past August, she got this call.
We tried to do a routine blood draw, and in the process, Jonah somehow stopped breathing. And as a result of that, he had spotting all over his face, little tiny little red spots from where the blood vessels in his head had burst. And I said, this did not happen from my son holding his breath.
What do you think? Does this affect you? Does this make you angry? Call me, 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-2355. After the break, Terry Aranga from Executive One. Stay tuned.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Is the Robert Scott Bell Show. I am Super Don filling in for Robert today. If you want to get into the conversation here, you can give us a call at 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. Now, the audio montage that we left off with right before we went to break, that was probably kind of hard to listen to. As you heard there, one of the stories, and it was the beginning of the montage, was one particular child. I believe this was a teenager that was receiving shock therapy. And it wasn't even therapy. It was almost a way of restraining him because he was acting out. Kids that have been stuffed into duffel bags, you know, specially made bags that are used to try and restrain kids. Kids being put in padded cells, isolation rooms. There was one thing I learned about today, something called a Rifkin chair, which, you know, it was designed to help kids have better posture and sit up straight, but they're being used in the schools by people to keep kids restrained because they're not behaving, because they're not staying where they're supposed to be. Story after story after story that I have read, and statistically speaking, and the statistics speak for themselves, you know, I mean, I'm seeing things like the ages of the kids that are being treated this way. Between 6 and 10 years old is the largest group. 53% of kids found in this survey were between 6 and 10 years old that are being restrained physically in ways that are, in a lot of cases, aren't even legal. The parents aren't giving consent to the use of the restraint. 71% of the parents that were surveyed here did not give consent for the use of restraint seclusion in these schools for these kids. 58% of them were treated this way in self-contained classrooms consisting only of children with disabilities. 68% of these kids had autism, among other different disabilities. This is just outrageous to me. Having a child that I raised that did have, it wasn't autism, but did have ADHD, I know that it's hard sometimes to take care of these kids, to learn how to, you know, assist them. And it's an educational process. You have to be trained as a parent to do that and learn how to do it. And you would think that a teacher should automatically receive that training if they have kids in these classrooms and in these schools that are designed to treat kids with special needs. This is what we're talking about today, among other things. Our guest right now is Terry Ranga. Terry Ranga is the executive director of Autism One, editor-in-chief of Autism Science Digest. Your bio, Terry, just has this enormous amount of things, editing various books and publications, working with Dr. Wakefield, a whole lot of things. You're welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don, thank you for asking me on.
Absolutely. Now, it was a very emotional topic that I started the show off here, and it was something that I had to put out there because, and I know I'm probably late to the party here, you know, that this is not something new. This has been going on for many years, but this was the first opportunity I had to listen to a lot of these stories, listen to the actual audio of these parents and these people talking about how they, you know, they took their kids to school, took them to a special school. A lot of times these kids ended up in these schools because the state said they had to go to these schools because they were there to help educate and take care of kids with special needs. Come to find out that these schools are using these techniques and these disciplinary, procedures and protocols that to the average person, if it was described to them, would think this is something going on at Guantanamo Bay. What is your take on this? What is your reaction to this?
Every human being must be regarded as a person instead of a problem. Every human being must be treated as a person instead of a problem.
And you would think, I mean, my reaction to this is that, yes, I mean, on a human level, if this story came out and it was, you know, just a kid, I mean, you even take out of the equation, you know, somebody who has autism or somebody who has ADHD or Asperger's or, you know, anybody type of disease on the spectrum, anything like that, if they were treated that way at home, we would be reading a story, a news article about CPS getting involved. I mean, this is insane. Now, we've come back from the break. I want to touch a little bit more on this particular topic and then get into Autism One. What is Autism One? What do they do? What is the work that they're doing? And maybe even talk about Autism One coming up in May of next year in Chicago. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you have a story about autism, how it's touched your life, please give us a call. 866-939-2355. 866-939-BELL. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
Yes, it is the Robert Scott Bell Show. I am Super Don, filling in for Robert today while he's out traveling, making his way back to the home studio. And my guest this hour is Terry Aranga, Executive Director of Autism One. And we are talking about kids with autism and the things that are being done in the schools, public schools, private schools, charter schools, special schools that are designed to help kids with special needs. And in particular, the things having to do with restraints, with discipline, And I left off the last segment there talking about just some of these horrendous things and how these teachers are entrusted to take care of these kids, and these things are happening. And Terry, what again, you know, you wanted to follow up on the last comment that was made there. I'm going to go ahead and just give you the floor. Tell us, you know, what it is that is being done, what can be done, what type of resources out there available for people.
All right. Thank you, John. Well, as you and Robert Scott Bell know all too well, societal factors created the situation of illness. Real legitimate physiological illness that has behavioral manifestations among so many children who have the diagnostic label of autism. So many children who have the diagnostic label of autism have legitimate underlying physiological conditions such as to their immune system, their gastrointestinal system, and they are in pain. And because of that pain, or other conditions, they have behavioral manifestations, and it's really the underlying physiological issues that need to be addressed. That is the most humane thing to do, to first see what's really going on with the person. Sure. You mentioned some heinous things, and no one can justify harm in the name of helping. There are children who have been killed when they have been restrained. And I'm looking at a brochure from our friends and colleagues at the National Autism Association, www.nationalautism.org, who have been leaders in the autism safety arena and with whom we collaborate in the AWARE collaboration, which is www.aware.org. That is the Autism Wandering Awareness Alerts Response Education Collaboration. And on the National Autism Association's brochure about restraint and seclusion, it says that in 2009, a government report revealed that there are no federal laws in place to keep educators from using dangerous and abusive methods to restrain or seclude a student. The report also cited hundreds of cases where disabled students died, were injured, or emotionally traumatized because of improper treatment and dangerous practices. Although the Children's Health Act of 2000 protects children from abusive practices in facilities such as hospitals, residential treatment centers, and residential group homes, it does not protect students, including those with disabilities, from such practices in both public and private schools. And Don, you were talking about how parents did not know what was happening to their loved one at school. And so the National Autism Association brochure further goes on to say, if you're a parent, place a no consent letter into your child's individualized education program or IEP. A respectability law sample letter can be found at TASH.org. And so if listeners would like further information on this topic, two resources that they can look to would be the National Autism Association's Restraint and Seclusion Safety Site, autismsafety.org, or the TASH.org site, the Alliance to Prevent Restraint, Aversive Interventions, and Seclusion. And thank you, Don, for including this vital topic.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like I said, I started off, you know, talking about, you know, usually when we're doing the show, Robert is the one that's hitting out there, firing all eight cylinders, and I'm the court jester over on the side, just trying to keep things light and fun and stuff, because, you know, there's so many things in the news that we cover on a regular basis that really, you know, if you don't lighten things up and you don't have some fun once in a while, then, you know, your life is just going to stink. You know, you're not going to want to get out of bed in the morning. But, you know, every once in a while I come across a topic like this, and this really floored me. I could not believe what I was seeing. And as I was, you know, doing more and more research, you know, I started to find a story, and I go, wow, that's a really horrible thing that happened. I can't imagine there's anything else like that. And, you know, just a little click of the mouse, and, oh, well, here's another one that happened here. Here's another one that happened here. Here's another one that happened. And it just kept going and going and going and getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, thank God there are people out there, organizations out there, like Autism One, that are out there educating people, raising awareness to the epidemic. I mean, you know, if you look at statistics, and I know you know these statistics, but, you know, back in 1975, I think the, you know, diagnosis of autism was about 1 in 5,000. And over time, that number has gotten smaller and smaller. 1 in 500, 1 in 250. You know, back in 2009, I believe it was down to 1 in 110. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, there was a statistic not too terribly long ago I saw where they said that it could be as much as 1 in 50. Is that right?
That is correct, Don. This is a legitimate epidemic. And way back years ago, the Mind Institute of UC Davis in the state of California, where full syndrome autism cases were counted, we're not talking about, you know, somebody who has a couple of quirks, but full syndrome autism cases, and in the state where they kept the best statistics, the Mind Institute ruled out things like demographic shift and diagnostic substitution. This is a real epidemic. It is categorically impossible to have a genetic epidemic. Genes just don't morph that quickly. And,
right.
You know, Don, you have brought up the fact that as a society, we must be vigilant to protect the most vulnerable in society and to value all human life. So if I may, I'd like to tell you about something that has just happened recently.
Please do.
Well, on October 29th, Autism One filed an amicus brief or friend of the court brief for a rehearing in the vaccine injury case of Kit Carson. So many children have been shut out of just compensation for vaccine injury and debilitation because a symptom not even necessarily attributable to autism was documented in their record, especially when a medical professional had not yet even diagnosed autism. So this was submitted to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, and if listeners would like more information, this case can be found at krakowlawfirm.com. That's K-R-A-K-O-W-L-A-W. F-I-R-M, krakowlawfirm.com. And this is an example of Autism One being vigilant and doing real work on behalf of helping children. And we thank Robert Krakow Esquire, who also founded the Elizabeth Burt Center for Autism Law and Advocacy, or EDCALA, for co-authoring and filing this brief on behalf of Autism One with Susan Lee and Helen Sturm. And Autism One Advocate is an advocacy organization and an educational organization as well. So thank you for allowing me to share some information about Autism One and the conference we provide to educate parents, first responders, doctors, therapists, and others every year.
Excellent. And now Autism One, this coming year, is going to be in Chicago. And it is going to be in May, and I will, for the first time in many years here, Robert always gets to go, and I get to sit home, and I get to take, you know, hold down the fort. This year, this coming up year, I actually get to be there. And so I'm very excited, very looking forward to meeting you and various people there at the conference. What can you tell us thus far? I know it's still, you know, kind of a ways away, but what can you tell us about that we can look forward to the conference coming up in May?
Well, first I'll let people know that the website is www.autismone, that's all letters, AUTISMONE.org, autismone.org, and the dates of the conference will be May 21st through 25th, so always hugs Memorial Day weekend, and it's the Wednesday through the Sunday, so it's a very large and comprehensive conference with over 100 presenters every year. And lectures on a full range of topics, biomedical research and treatments, and it's really cutting edge. It is really a cutting edge conference. It's a great place for networking among scientists, clinicians, and researchers, parents and researchers get to talk and exchange ideas, and people get to see the practical applications, not just black and white science on paper, but also practical applications in children who've recovered, because children can lose the diagnostic label of autism. Autism is a term that doesn't really tell you what's going on underneath, but there are all sorts of physiological issues affecting the nervous system, the immune system, et cetera. And we look at those issues with legitimate science and legitimate remediation. And so many children have recovered. It's just a great place for networking and sharing ideas, like a melting pot.
Great. Great. And, you know, one of the things I like on the website here is I'm reading about Autism One and what your mission statement is. You know, you put down here that the key is education. And, you know, you say here that you educate more than 100,000 families every year about prevention, recovery, safety, and change. And as we started off the hour here talking about the things that are going on in these schools and the need for, education, not just for the kids, but obviously education for the teachers themselves on how to do this. And you guys are obviously doing a great job with this. We have one more break here before the hour's up. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-2355 is the number. If you want to get in on the conversation talking about autism, 866-939-2355. We've got a caller on the line. Looks like Brian Hooker has called in. We'll get him in on the conversation here after the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert is not here. He's out traveling, so he has actually given me the reins today, filling in for him. This is Super Don. You can get in on the conversation here, 866-939-2355. And we were talking with Terry, and I think Terry had to run, but Brian Hooker has called in. Brian Hooker, Ph.D., over 20 years of experience in biotechnology, and, you know, we've had Brian on a few times. And, Brian, you called in because you had something that you wanted to talk about. What's going on, dude?
Well, I want to talk about the whole topic today is discrimination and abuse in terms of children and now, you know, adolescents and adults with autism. And one of the things that has happened in the case of my own son, and I think it's happening to other families, is when individuals qualify for funds, then, you know, whether the funds be through the state, whether the funds be through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, there's a lot of strong-arming and there's a lot of threatening that goes on in order to keep those individuals away from funds.
Right.
In my own son's instance, in the state of Washington, we were getting very, very close to getting funds for his home therapy program. My son was homeschooled. We pulled him out of the school district when he was about 4 years old. And when we were getting very, very close to money, I had one particular state representative say, whenever she was on the phone, she said, well, in instances like these, we have to involve CPS. And so, you know, it was this form of extortion where she was saying, look, if you get close to money, then I can get CPS involved, and they can make your life a living hell.
Right.
And so, and we saw this. We saw individuals. My son went to the same preschool where individuals were fighting off issues regarding child protective services. So it was something that had us in trepidation. You know, we knew that their, you know, the program could be rather capricious. And so that particular individual, she was, you know, she was essentially threatening me and threatening me with extortion that basically stay away from me and stay away from my money. Otherwise, you know, I can call CPS on you. And that type of nonsense happening at the state level, and now at the federal level with the nonsense with the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, where we see children with autism summarily dismissed because of the kangaroo court, you know, that was the omnibus autism proceedings. And it is, it's a huge crime against humanity. People that fought against those children in the Department of Justice should go to jail.
Agreed. And, you know, I tell you, when it comes to CPS, and every time I hear CPS, and listen, you know, there are instances where, you know, the CPS can get involved in situations, and they do a good thing. You know, we can't take all of CPS and say all of CPS is bad and everything they do is evil. Unfortunately, though, there are a lot of things about CPS, a lot of instances where people use CPS, as you were just saying here, as a tool, you know, to further an agenda. And, you know, in a lot of the things that we were talking about in the beginning of the hour, you know, there are things going on in the schools that if these things were going on in the homes, CPS would, I mean, they'd be beating down the door. They'd be parachuting in from the sky, you know, to do something about this, because you can't do that to a kid. You know, CPS, those kids would be gone. They'd be wards of the state, you know, and here you have situations where, I'm so emotionally invested in this particular story because it just hit me right between the eyes over the last couple of days of doing the research on it and realizing the scope of the problem. It just blew me away.
Difficult. It is so difficult. And seeing individuals, you know, I listened to the entire show, and I had to take a step back. I you know, as I was listening to the beginning, as I was listening to the screening, and the horror of that these particular children face, many families, if not most families, are not in the situation where they can homeschool a very wonderful special child. They can't do that, and so therefore, you know, they are stuck in a particular position that there just is no recourse. So,
well, thank goodness there are people like Brian Hooker, people like Terry Aranga, organizations like Autism One out there making a difference, educating people, helping people out, showing them the way that they can find their way out of these situations they're in. Thank you, Brian Hooker, for being on the show. Thank you, Terry Aranga. We got another hour coming up. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we always remind you, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.